They didn't talk you into this.
No.
You actually did this.
I actually did this.
Why?
I thought if I could, like, rob him.
Okay.
For money.
Did you know when you left the scene that he was likely dead?
No, I thought, he said, I was like, I stabbed him, he's like, why, he's like, what the hell? Because I thought he would just, that would be it, but
was he like another coin, would you guess, a student?
No, he was just a working man, I think, like, okay. Or like somebody.
Em?
Yeah?
Tell me what to do.
I don't know. Look for lawyers?
Dad's working on it.
Okay, that's all. I was just checking.
How could this have happened, honey?
I don't know.
They didn't talk you into this. You did this?
I was just so hopeless.
And you've also said that you were not in your right frame of mind, which I would have to believe is a case for you.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay. And do you want to tell me anything more about it? I mean, was this a stranger?
Was
a stranger.
I felt so numb, and I wanted money.
You wanted money?
Yes.
Oh, so it was attempted robbery?
Yes.
Why?
I thought if I could, like, rob him.
Okay.
For money.
And why did you hurt him?
Because that was part of the plan.
Why would you hurt anyone?
I don't know. I thought it was better than hurting myself.
Were you on drugs at the time?
No.
You were neither drunk nor on drugs?
No.
Okay, so you attempted robbery, and you brought a knife with you?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
Did the defendant make any admissions at that time about his involvement in the homicide, the Marino homicide?
Yes, he did.
And what did he say?
He said, I know I committed this.
And what else?
When asked why, he said no reason.
Hello, Adam.
So you heard what I did.
Well, I've heard that you apparently stabbed to death someone over near one of the lakes in Madison back in late January?
Yes.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've been carrying this around with you all these months?
Yeah.